Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of our favorite guests, Glenn Cook, is here. He's the editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, James Smack, Dory Guy, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Glenn Cook. He is an editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And the first question I want to ask you is, after this election cycle, what is the future of the Republican Party, both nationally and in this state?
Well, speaking of Nevada, Sam, it's clearly going to be a more centrist party, a more moderate Republican party. I mean, we're seeing this already in just one cycle. And from 2010, the Republican Party had shifted significantly to the right as a result of the Tea Party movement. And in this cycle, they shifted dramatically back to the center. And you've got legislative leaders and a governor in Carson City who are pretty much open to anything Democrats want to talk about, provided that Democrats are willing to hear some of their suggestions as well. There's certainly going to be a lot of pockets in the Republican Party, I think, in parts of the South and the Midwest, where typically fiscally conservative and socially conservative politics are going to continue to play well. But in a state like Nevada, that I would argue, based on the last cycle, is less of a toss-up state than ever and is turning blue, that the GOP is going to be squarely in the middle.
Okay, so you're thinking that by the time we get to the next presidential cycle, Nevada will no longer be a battleground state?
It's certainly by the next presidential cycle. I mean, I think that 2016, if the Republicans do not launch any kind of a voter registration effort that can turn that tide, and if they cannot get together any kind type of a ground game, there's no reason to think that they can dominate the way that Democrats did the last few cycles.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You saw these major Republican figures donating vast amounts of money to various candidates and their super PACs. Wouldn't you think it would make sense and a good business decision as well as a good political decision for them to put money toward funding state organizations the way the Democrats have?
I think that's the big takeaway from this cycle. I think that all the advertising they bought clearly did not work. There was especially in the battleground states where most of the ad buys took place, the public just got sick of it and they clearly didn't respond to it. So yeah, I completely agree with you that for the future, if they're going to be pouring their dollars in, they need to be building organizations and not trying to spread messages through 30-second sound bites.
You know, it's interesting too, because I had your boss Bob Brown on the program not too long ago, and we were talking about how the business had changed. In the old days, newspapers got a big chunk of the political dollars. Now you're getting dollars for the online versions of newspapers, but not so much in the newspapers. Do you see a change being forced upon the political process of getting these ads off of just the broadcast stations and perhaps moving them, you know, either further through the internet or through more cable systems rather than just the main networks? Because obviously there's a lot of people not being reached.
Well, I certainly don't see TV advertising going away, because, you know, remember that your TV ads also play very well on the internet through applications like YouTube, sites like YouTube, where you can produce a video that's available on, you know, multiple platforms that people can watch on their phones, on their tablets, or they'll see it on TV. So I don't think the video side is going to go away. I think that that provided the message is right, TV ads can still be very effective. I look down in Southern Nevada here to the Joe Heck, John Asagera campaign in Congressional District 3. Joe Heck had some very effective ads against John Asagera. So if the message is powerful enough and it's not just a series of blanket attacks, I think TV advertising is still an incredibly effective tool in campaigns.
Were you surprised that Dean Heller only won by 12,000 votes?
No, I was surprised he won. Period. I mean, when you look at the way that the way that President Obama won this state, again going away, it was clear that attacking Shelley Berkeley's ethics was the way to go, and that what they did was, I'd had a conversation with Mike Slanker, and he'd talked about, you know, moving the electorate, you know, off of Shelley Berkeley and into the none of these candidates or a minor party candidate. Just the goal was simply to take votes away from Shelley Berkeley, and if they took enough away from her, it really wouldn't matter if those voters actually voted for Senator Heller or not. And that strategy, it worked. It worked. It got him the win in a cycle that overwhelmingly went Democratic. It was a huge win for Dean Heller, very surprising to me based on the way the state went for the president. We clearly had a lot of Obama. We had some Heller Obama voters, but a lot of Obama none of these candidates voters.
Okay, so we've got about 30 seconds here. What does Dean Heller have to do over the next 6 years to ensure that he gets to keep that Senate seat?
Boy, you know, 6 years is such a long time in politics now. If the economy has any kind of turnaround in the near term, I think a lot of people are going to forget some of these battles that he's fought recent years. But I think he's going to have to vote the same way he's been voting. I mean, he's going to have to make some votes to get spending and the debt under control. But as long as he's looking out for Nevada, I think he's going to be okay.
All right, let's take a break. More with Glenn Cook when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook. He is the editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It was very interesting, I thought, the quote from Mark Amaday after his fiscal cliff vote against the bill, where he said that, you know, he was sent to Congress to represent his district, and that was the way he was going to vote. In a safe district like that, it's easy to do. But it was still an interesting quote, and I think that having safe districts for Mark Amaday and Dina Titus is going to present some very interesting narrative for Nevada.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, that Mark Amaday voted against the fiscal cliff package and that Joe Heck voted for it. It's that Joe Heck is going to consistently get in Congressional District 3, as long as he's able to win re-election, he's going to draw formidable Democratic opposition, and the Democratic Party is going to pour a lot of resources into that district. That's the most competitive House race. The Republicans are never going to put a dime into Dina Titus's district. She's got that seat as long as she wants it, and I think really the same really holds for Mark Amaday. I see us having a split delegation going forward for a long time, but you know, Joe Heck, you know, voted for the fiscal cliff bill for a lot of reasons, mainly the extension of the unemployment benefits, and the lower tax rates for middle-class Nevada families, the continuation of the sales tax deduction, and the one-year extension of the mortgage debt forgiveness tax break that dates back to 07. I mean, these are all things that are utilized by Nevadans, that Nevadans need in this bad economy, and he would have been foolish to vote against the fiscal cliff package. It would have been, you know, serving up an attack ad on a platter for his next candidate in 2014.
All the way through the campaign, Senator Heller talked about how Harry Reid was on the other team during the election, but once the election was over, they were going to come together and get things done. That doesn't appear to be the case right now.
No, well, you know, keeping in mind that I think that the differences between the two of them are part of the larger differences, and the intensity of that fiscal cliff battle, and the next 2 months are going to be pretty ugly as the GOP tries to leverage spending cuts and entitlement reform in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. So once these critical policy battles are cleared, I think you might see them work together on some Nevada-centric issues. But right now, no. I mean, they are very much divided along ideological and partisan lines as they try to get the federal government's finances in shape. But I'm optimistic that they'll figure out a way to come together on some things once they clear these big issues.
Do you think they'll end up with a pact like Reid and Senator Ensign?
Oh no, no, I don't see those two getting together in quite that close a fashion. But you know, I think you will see them get along, you know, mainly because, you know, they've got 4 years. There's no Senate election in Nevada in 2014. These guys are, they're stuck with each other for at least 4 years. So they'll start to figure it out.
All right. Wanted to go to an interesting idea from upcoming State Senator Mark Hutchinson, which is that all the legislature should give up their pay and put that money towards education. I thought that was an interesting shot.
Well, yes. I mean, he's raising the stakes a little bit in displaying his willingness and the Republican Senate caucus's willingness to discuss improved funding for education. You know, it's worth pointing out that that Senator Hutchinson owns his own law practice and probably doesn't need the $7,000, $8,000 that he would collect. I know there are other members of the Senate caucus who I would say are you know, no less devoted to the state of Nevada and the cause of improving our schools, who are going to need that money, who are leaving their jobs and are going to need that salary. So, you know, if that's something that he or anybody else wants to do personally because they can, it's certainly a nice gesture and a politically helpful one for themselves, but pretty unrealistic to expect every lawmaker to do that when so many of them are leaving jobs behind.
And I should also point out that his law firm is one of the sponsors of our program. I wanted to just spend, you know, maybe 30, 45 seconds talking about Frank Fahrenkopf, who's not retiring, but he's leaving the American Gaming Association. He has been one of the most remarkable figures behind the scenes in Nevada and national politics now for 30-odd years.
Well, I think one of his greatest legacies is just the fact that the progression of the gaming industry from the public perception and the political perception of the industry when he started his job in the 90s to where it is today. Gaming was not favorable, and a lot of people in Congress didn't even want to talk about anything unless it was restrictions. And he helped elevate the industry to the point where the gaming industry was able to get into pretty much any lawmaker's office to talk about the internet gaming issue and other gaming casino-related issues. So the elevated profile and legitimacy of the gaming industry might be one of his greatest legacies.
And when he first took office, that was when the movie Casino came out, and that didn't do him any favors at all. Glenn Cook, thank you so much. We always appreciate you being on the program, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do. I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976. How? By knowing as much or more than doctors hired and paid by insurance companies.
This is what wins cases and gets bigger settlements. When cross-examining their doctors with specific questions, it's important to know the answer before you ask the question.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
This is a special announcement for Americans who currently owe back taxes to the IRS or the state. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you may qualify for assistance in the form of special tax resolution programs that are available now. If you need to file years of late returns, or if you've recently received collection letters from the IRS or state, call the number on your screen now or visit tax10000.com.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. James Smack, Republican Party Vice Chairman, and Dory Guy, Chair of the Washoe Dems. I got you guys sitting next to each other. Behave.
We'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
So, James, I want to start out, because I've been bringing this up recently. You know, the biggest problem, it seems to me, that the Republican Party has in this state is that it doesn't have the organization the Democrats have. The Democrats have got it down to a T. They've got out to get out the vote. And yet you have major Nevada figures like Steve Wynn, Sheldon Adelson, putting tens of millions of dollars into these presidential election cycles. Wouldn't it be more helpful, and do you ever have discussions with them or their representatives about helping to fund the state party to bring it up to par?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we certainly are behind our Democrat counterparts in a lot of ways. It helps that you've had a United States senator that served the state for 26 years to build up a team and build up an organization, and credit to my Democrat counterparts, the Harry Reid machine, as we call it, is something else, and it's a difficult thing to defeat.
Have you gotten any commitments from anybody to say, okay, we're going to put in $1 million, $5 million, and put together a 5-year plan to build up the state organization?
We are actually working with a number of the casino owners down in the southern part of the state. Chairman McDonald has been instrumental in doing that. He hasn't updated me on his progress over the past couple of weeks, but I know that some of the work has been with Sheldon Adelson and with Caesars Properties and a couple others. Steve Wynn, I believe, has been contacted as well. And the primary thing is that we need to make sure that we demonstrate, first of all, that we are a united Republican Party, that we are ready to lead in this state and ready to help our Republican leaders get elected and quit eating our own, because a lot of what we've been doing over the last few years has been just that. And we really need to unite and get ourselves together.
To the Harry Reid machine, but you know, we not only had help, or you know, I'm sure he had some help with it, but we got a lot of support from our DNC and we got a lot of support from OFA.
And that's Obama for America.
Obama for America, I should clarify. So, you know, I thought we did very, very well. I mean, especially this year. And we were very organized. We had the three campaigns, the Obama for America and the DNC out here. And obviously it worked, because we turned Washoe County blue.
And hats off to you.
Yes.
You did have the organization, and I was down in Clark County on Election Day. I saw that a lot of that organization action, and I saw what we were trying to do, and I'm like, we still have a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. We still have a long way to go to really get ourselves to where we're going to be able to compete, especially in Clark County.
Okay.
I mean,
I want to bring Liz into this discussion, because she's looking pretty, but I would like to actually have her say something as well.
Perfect. Actually, one of the things I find interesting, because the Republican Party, like you said, has been eating its own for a long time. I see that there's a little undertow going on with the Democrat Party, with the Progressive Alliance part of it, who is also out there now taking out other Democrats. Mm-hmm. And that's not been in the past. Mm-hmm. This is a new election cycle this time around. I found that interesting, and I think you might see some problems there if the Democrat Party doesn't come together more cohesively and get past that point, because I think you're going to see the same thing going on.
You know, I disagree completely with that. I know the Progressive Alliance.
I'm shocked.
Out there,
I know.
And I know they're out there, but they're not disgruntled Democrats. They are just a little more progressive and a little more liberal than I think a lot of the Democratic Party is.
But there's such a small portion of your actual Democrat Party at this point in time, and they really want to bring their voice up, and they want to be the majority. So, like the Tea Party on the Republican side, you have that same thing going on. So,
they are new, and they're just organizing at this particular point right now.
All right, but you've also got Sheila Leslie coming out very strongly in favor of very progressive ideas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's always been progressive.
Yes. But I think that now that she's out of office, I think she's taking a tack that is a little bit stronger. Mm-hmm. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Some of us on the Republican side say that she's so far left she fell off.
Let me just change to, you know, Democrats, as we're taping this on Thursday morning, Democrats had a meeting yesterday talking about expanding the number of schools with full-day kindergarten and increasing preschool opportunities for 3- and 4-year-olds, according to Ed Vogel. And it seems like, and also talking about social promotion and getting away from that in terms of education. Do you think that we are seeing a more moderating situation going into this next legislative session?
Actually, Sam, I think we are. I think we have some reasonable voices coming forward in leadership, and I think that we'll be able to have some of those discussions, whether I agree with them one way or another. I think the social promotion idea and doing away with that is a wonderful thing. We have a generation, and I was watching reading an article and watching a video on this, of narcissists coming up that think that they're just wonderful because we never tell them that second place is not first place, honey. You're not the best. First place is the only winner here. So I think the social promotion idea of saying, okay, honey, you did well. You know, you're really special. Come on, you're going to go. I don't think we've done our children any, given them any advantages in doing this.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, and just give me 5 seconds each here. Do you think going into this session that we're going to see a more middle ground here?
I think so, and I think that has a lot to do with not only the Democrat leadership, but the Republican leadership as well, and that it's a cornerstone of what Governor Sandoval wants to accomplish. So I do see that there's going to be some moderation in the education arena. I just hope that it doesn't cost us too much in our wallets.
Okay, so that was a little more than 5 seconds, but
well,
go ahead, Dorothy.
We really need to improve our education system within the state, and I, for one, don't mind spending a little more of my paycheck for taxes to create it and to fund.
Peggy Pierce wants to hear from you.
Yes.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Heroin is talking to your kids. Shouldn't you?
Do you or someone you know suffer from a non-healing wound or late effects of radiation? Northern Nevada Hyperbarics can help. Relax in a state-of-the-art chamber breathing 100% pure oxygen and accelerate your ability to heal. Modern cancer treatments use radiation therapy that can sometimes damage healthy tissue, causing painful symptoms. These effects might be felt 6 months or even years later. Let us help you attain a quality of life you may have thought impossible. Go to NevadaHyperbarics.com or call us at 826-2084.
The Real RV Show and Sale is back January 4th through the 14th at the Grand Sierra Resort.
Save on over 300 new and used units.
Fifth wheels, diesel pushers, motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, tent trailers, and more. Get instant financing, giant factory rebates. Buy with no money down. Choose from the best brands and save some big cash now. Nevada's leading RV dealers have teamed up to bring you the Real RV Show and Sale. January 4th through the 14th at Reno's Grand Sierra Resort. This is the big one.
To beat the best poker players and the biggest celebrities in a heads-up poker tournament would be anyone's dream. Now, WSOP.com will make that dream come true for one lucky viewer. Watch News 4 at 4 and 11 for a special code, then log on to WSOP.com. Download the free poker game, enter the special code, and you'll be entered to win the last seat in the $25,000 buy-in National Heads-Up Poker Championship, presented by WSOP.com.
Introducing the all-new MyNews4.com. Check out our new, easy-to-navigate site with top local stories, full streaming newscasts, and brand-new helpful sections. Check out the all-new MyNews4.com today. The Fact Finder team, only on News 4. Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast next week, among the guests, Greg Ferraro will be here, Chuck Muth, and Jill Tolles on education. We'll see you on the next broadcast.